Let's talk about sewage. It's not a real pleasant topic to talk about, but it's a reality. A lot of people on a ship, sewage is generated, has to be dealt with in some manner. Within the U.S., there are a lot of restrictions on the discharge of sewage. And in, generally, it has to be treated within 3 miles. Out at sea, you can discharge untreated sewage. That's true internationally. But in places such as Rockland, which are Eastern Penobscot Bay, which are a no-discharge zone, there is no discharge permitted, even if it's treated. And there's, I think, 5 no-discharge areas in the state of Maine alone. They exist around the country. These are areas that are sensitive, and no one's allowed to discharge even treated sewage. Now, from a cruise ship perspective, we have no intention of discharging even treated sewage within 3 miles, even where it's otherwise allowed. Our members have agreed that they will not discharge untreated sewage anywhere in the world. That's a global obligation that our members have taken on. Everything is treated, regardless of where they operate, even when international standards do not require that. What's more, about half of our ships have installed what's called an advanced wastewater treatment system. This is almost like a municipal treatment system that's on the ship. And it really raises the level of performance of the treatment systems far above what's required either internationally or by domestic U.S. law. I've been told you can actually drink what's pouring out of the ship after it's gone through the system. I've never tried it. I don't intend to, but actually known one person who did. And I don't know if he said it well or tasted, but it's that clean. And in fact, a number of studies have shown that the effluent coming out of ships with this advanced wastewater treatment system is far superior to most municipalities in the United States. It is a very high level of performance for these systems, and it's something we take very